This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. Coast Guard officer who's a self-proclaimed white nationalist is also a domestic terrorist, according to FBI agents who say that he was planning to kill a number of high-profile people and stage a number of terrorist attacks.
Prosecutors say Christopher Paul Hassan had compiled a list of Democratic lawmakers, activists, journalists, and media commentators. And he also wrote a draft email in which he described an idea for biological attacks.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Also now in custody, Empire actor Jussie Smollett. He's been arrested for allegedly filing a false police report. He had claimed he was the victim of a hate crime attack last month in Chicago, but now a spokesman for the Chicago PD says he's in custody facing a felony disorderly conduct charge for now. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump's indicated he doesn't think his second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be the last between the two leaders. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says this morning he's optimistic about that upcoming summit. Pompeo says total denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is still the goal of these meetings. The president yesterday predicted he'll have success when the two leaders meet next week. A huge winter storm is making a mess of travel again across much of the U.S. Over 200 million people affected, and more than 2,000 flights were canceled yesterday. Hundreds more have been scrapped again today. The first Israeli spacecraft built to land on the moon will launch from Cape Canaveral tonight. The Bereshit, which is Hebrew for In the Beginning, is a privately funded lander that will be carried on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket for 2 months before an attempted moon landing. The launch is scheduled for 8:45 Eastern Time tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
A Texas civil rights group says the Trump administration continues separating migrant families at the border, 8 months after the practice was supposed to formally end. The Texas Civil Rights Project makes the accusation in a report just out today, saying some separations are happening based on what it calls uncorroborated allegations of crimes. The report focusing on cases at the port of entry in McAllen, Texas. Senior bishops from all over the world are gathering in Rome today for the start of a multi-day Catholic Church summit on child sex abuse by clergy. Nearly 200 Catholic leaders are participating in this historic gathering, the first time that a pope has called senior bishops to discuss sexual abuse in the church. The church has been rocked by sex abuse scandals around the world, including former Washington, D.C. Archbishop Theodore McCarrick, who was expelled from the priesthood just last week by the Vatican after being found guilty of sex abuse by the church. And NASA is now providing daily weather reports from Mars. NASA's InSight lander is gathering weather data from the Martian surface, sending it back to Earth. The space agency says Martian weather reports are available to the public. They contain information about air temperature, wind speeds, and the like. On Valentine's Day, for instance, the InSight lander says the high temperature was close to 4 degrees Fahrenheit. And this is USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen, and that means all hands are required. Those that believe in the U.S. Constitution still, that are educated enough and are staying on top of it. I mean, it is amazing, and it's no wonder that we find ourselves where we are today because of the lack of constitutional literacy. And I'm not saying you have to be an attorney. I'm just saying you need to be aware of the basic facts of, you know, what is the basis of our country. Paul Kengor joins us now, professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values. Paul, how are you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Good to be talking to you. Paul, this is a crisis. I guess by Elizabeth Warren's standard, you know, just about anything is a crisis this day and open for an emergency declaration. Maybe Donald Trump ought to sign an emergency declaration to make sure everybody reads the Constitution at least once in this next week.
Well, you know, it's part of the problem, Bill, is that most Americans don't read the Constitution. And I could tell you, too, as somebody who's taught political science for almost three decades and got a bachelor's degree in political science and then a master's and then a PhD and has sent many students on to law school, they actually don't read the Constitution in our colleges either. And I know this is going to shock many people, but as I say this, there's going to be a lot of guys listening that are going to laugh and nod their heads. In a lot of law schools, they actually don't read the Constitution.
Exactly.
And that's actually not an exaggeration. I've been through constitutional law courses where you will learn about cases, right? Court cases.
Right.
And you never actually read the Constitution. And I think sometimes the only liberals who read the Constitution are the ones who want to figure out a way to circumvent it or to find ways to play tricks to figure out how to create penumbras and shadows. These are the actual language of Roe v. Wade, to try to come up with ways to read things into the Constitution that don't actually exist.
Well, Barack Obama, you know, again, kind of supported that idea of did the Constitution really say, and that he declared it as being elastic. Well, Where did that come from? I mean, and he said it in such a way that, you know, people bought into that as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's amazing. And they would cite Obama as this law professor.
Right.
Again, assuming that means that they're actually an expert on the Constitution and the history of it and have learned to interpret it properly. And a lot of times, too, somebody who teaches law, a law professor, might have a very narrow specialty in a particular area, right? Like trademark law or something else. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're an expert on or totally understand the history and proper interpretation of the Constitution. But that phrase, elastic, and you can just see liberals just say, oh, well, that's very impressive. I've never heard that before. A brilliant concept, apparently, from our brilliant president. But that's a bunch of twaddle is what it is. And it's probably more in line, speaking of elasticity, with this idea of the Constitution being this living, breathing document, which is a kind of a progressive standard for meaning that the Constitution is alive and living and breathing. And unlike most humans that are living and breathing, it's like growing appendages as it walks around, right? So it grows like a third leg, it grows a couple of extra arms and a couple of other different things that allows it to do things that it couldn't actually do in the very beginning.
Right, so all on its own.
It's like a Frankenstein monster that's kind of operating on itself and creating new parts as it goes along.
Well, it's no wonder we the people are confused about this stuff because, you know, we've been twisted in knots. And then, of course, then let's bring on the activist judges that live and breathe and actually thrive in an elastic environment.
Well, that's right. And it's funny with the current group on the Supreme Court, you'll get a John Roberts or a Brett Kavanaugh who will sometimes break ranks from the conservatives and side with the liberals. And they do so, Bill, because they legitimately, honestly think that, well, okay, on this particular issue, I don't know, it says this and it says that. So, you know, I think in this case, I'm going to vote with Breyer and Ginsburg and Kagan and Sotomayor. But the four liberals, I mean, you know, they never break.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, really, their interpretation of, you know, I should put interpretation in quotes of the quote unquote Constitution is really based on the liberal progressive agenda and what they want to do. So, you know, they want marriage to be redefined as it could include two men or two women or, you know, as long as love wins, which really, if you look at the Obergefell decision, that throws the door wide open to all sorts of different marriage relationships, not just one man and one woman or one man and one man or one woman and one woman. But for the liberals, you know, what matters here is not what the Constitution says about it, but what liberals and progressives want. So they'll read into it something that truly doesn't exist. There are no Robert Borks among them.
Right.
A guy who steps back and says something like, well, wait a second, you want to know the honest answer here? You know, even for me as a conservative, the Constitution is actually quiet on this issue. So we should say that it says nothing on it and allow this to go to the states with their own individual constitutions, their own individual bodies, legislative bodies. But the liberals won't go for that because that would be a grave injustice.
It
might mean that some women are deprived of their choice to define a human life right up until the moment of delivery.
Yeah, plus you're going to, negate their opportunity to render judgment and create a law where there wasn't one before.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's part of the whole progressive project is to be able to transform and redefine everything according to what you want to do. It reminds me of the classic Vladimir Lenin quote defining communism back in his old October 1920 speech. And he said, what are communist ethics? What is morality? He says, we define morality as whatever is necessary for advancing the interests, the class interests of the proletariat. So it's defined according to their objectives. And whatever advances their objectives, that's ethical and that's moral. And that's how these same folks operate according to progressivism.
It really is scary, isn't it, Paul? I mean, because you think we have enough empirical evidence in history to really demonstrate and put that in the light of day as being one, that's a joke.
Yes. Yeah, it is a joke. It's radical moral relativism, and it always fails, but they always continue on with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like Dinesh D'Souza talked about the con that's in jail. You know, they always hold to the con. They never change the story. They hold to it. And that's what progressives do. It's like, you know, all this border argument that's going on in this debate. I mean, they've lost their skulls. I mean, there's no common sense on their arguments anymore. It's just that they hate Donald Trump, and they're not about to give him one brick to build the wall. We've got Dr. Paul Kangor with us. More from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is your time.
I got to tell you, it is time for a comeback for conservatism and the silent majority. Time to speak up. The country needs you. I am Bill Martinez at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Paul Kengor continues with us. Hey, Paul, I don't know if you heard about this billboard that's in Times Square. It's actually not too far from where our billboard is, where you see Bill Martinez flashing up a couple of times an hour there in Times Square. And this billboard is from the Job Creators Network. It says, Amazon pullout, 25,000 lost NYC jobs, $4 billion in lost wages, $12 billion in lost economic activity for New York. Thanks for nothing, AOC.
Wow. Wow, that's great. Yeah, well, that's exactly the results of the socialist mindset. I mean, they put in place the Green New Deal,
right,
which I call the Green-Red Deal. You know, just
right,
imagine what that would do. I mean, it might create a few jobs of maybe several million guys who drown and die in the process of laying track across the Pacific Ocean from California to Australia now that we won't be using airplanes anymore, right?
Right, exactly. And Cory Booker is going to make us all vegans because of flatulent cows.
Yeah, so that's great.
It's just one.
Yeah, and they'll all be growing local too, from their apartments in Manhattan and Washington D.C.
Yeah.
And you know the flyover country that they have contempt for, where everything is grown, they won't actually live in any of those areas. And I don't know how they're going to fly over it after airplanes are banned.
Yes,
and I don't know where they expect to get the milk for their lattes at their Starbucks as they sit there in the corner Starbucks right down the street and change the world from the magic of their iPhone.
Well, we'll just have to change because somehow AOC believes that it'll all work out in the end. You know, Paul, we got a little taste of this, didn't we, with Barack Obama? I mean, what did Barack Obama do with all his regulations and move toward, you know, green energy, stifling fossil fuel development and everything? Of course, now he wants to take credit for it, you know, for the booming energy sector, which is amazing to me. I don't know how he connects that dot, but I guess, you know, like anything, and what socialists are good about doing is promoting a lie. And, and the thing that really insults my intelligence is the mainstream media going along with this, Paul. They're not helping out the country. They've abandoned their reason to exist and their job one to, you know, challenge authority, to document history. They're not doing it. They have thrown themselves into the tank. And as a result, they are misserving, you know, the public.
Well, that's right, Bill. And they only challenge authority if it's a Republican authority. And,
right,
and ironically, if it's a Republican authority who's deregulating and decentralizing. And, you know, instead they back the Democrat liberal authorities who are about more power and more regulation and more control. Again, something like the Green New Deal. Barack Obama, on the eve of his election in November 2008, promised to fundamentally transform the United States of America. And that was a phrase that should have terrified people.
And it did me, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to know what we were being transformed to.
Right.
Nobody asked that question.
Right. And I thought to myself, well, gee, maybe there's certain things you don't like about the country, but do you really want to fundamentally transform it?
Right.
I mean, that's the language of Marxists, of communists,
exactly,
of totalitarians, and I say that with no exaggeration. As somebody who teaches political theory, I mean, you read any of the old socialist Marxist documents, they use words like abolish, overthrow, fundamental, transform, everything, all, you know, very categorical language. And you fast forward to Bernie Sanders announcing his candidacy just a couple days ago. He used those words again. He said transform. He said his goal was, quote, transforming the country. And he said that they were going to finish the political revolution.
Mm-hmm.
The political revolution.
Right.
Begun back in the 2016 campaign when this ought to give Democrats pause too. The 2016 campaign, their party gave 13 million out of 30 million Democratic primary votes. That was 40% of Democratic primary votes to a lifetime socialist. Bernie Sanders is a lifetime socialist. And
right.
In 1980, when normal Americans were picking, trying to choose between Reagan and Jimmy Carter, Bernie Sanders was an actual formal presidential elector to the Socialist Workers Party. That's in 1980.
Wow.
I mean, I know he was on a Stalinist kibbutz in Israel.
Right.
And as a member of the Trotskyist Yipsil, the youth section at the University of Chicago in the early 1960s, and people could say, well, he was younger then.
Yeah,
in 1980, the guy was with the Socialist Workers Party. And that's who the Democrats gave 40% of their votes to in the Democratic primary in 2016. I mean, really, Bill, he finishing second in 2016, he's the presumed frontrunner for the Democrats in 2020, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would be the frontrunner if she was simply old enough to run.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, Paul, look at the Democrats' reaction, and you know, and a lot of it was when President Trump at the State of the Union said, here in the United States, we are alarmed. You wrote this in your column. We are alarmed by new calls to adopt socialism in our country. Tonight, we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country. And what happened is now the Democrats, boy, they're just really scrambling. And as you say, you talk about the presumptive nominee being an independent who's a socialist, and the Democrats are going, no, he's not a Democrat. He's not a real Democrat. But yet, they had picked up the mantle of some of these socialist policies, so they're really a mess right now.
Yeah, they are really a mess right now, and that's not really appreciated, Bill. I mean, that when Donald Trump made that statement in the State of the Union, a couple things. One, Nancy Pelosi actually applauded, which I was surprised by. Now, she didn't jump up and down, right? Mm-hmm. But she politely applauded, which signaled her approval. She doesn't applaud when she doesn't need to. Chuck Schumer stood and applauded.
Yes.
And I found out about this only when I read it in People's World, which is the successor to the Daily Worker. Elizabeth Warren actually stood up and clapped. And I had somebody track this down for me.
Wow.
I had screenshots of it and everything. And in fact, the People's World was so angry that they called her the erstwhile progressive leader, Elizabeth Warren. She's now a pariah, right?
Right.
She applauded Trump's condemnation of socialism. And sitting behind her was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and all those women in white who sat there stone-faced. They didn't move. We had Bernie, who looked so agitated he was almost ready to jump up and denounce Trump as an enemy of the proletariat. Yeah, he was so angry about this. But the fact that Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi applauded that line is very, very interesting. And
yes,
really, I think, does suggest and illustrate that even among the Democrats, they're not entirely comfortable with this push among the socialists in their party to take over the party.
Well, when you have somebody like AOC being the standard bearer of it and the poster child, and her economic expression and lack of intelligence on these issues is so obvious, Paul, how can they side with it? I mean, you know, this is why Nancy Pelosi goes, well, it's the green dream or whatever, you know, it sounds nice. I mean, she really kind of poo-pooed it and threw it under the bus. And, of course, Ocasio-Cortez, you know, quickly said, well, you know, well, yeah, we can call it the green dream because it is a dream, you know. And she spun off of that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and then you have Kamala Harris and Cory Booker backing it. Elizabeth Warren, kind of. And
yes.
Tom Perez, the chair of the DNC, saying Ocasio-Cortez is the future of our party. So there's some real interesting dynamics going on here. This is a fight within the Democratic Party that people don't appreciate.
Well, Whoopi Goldberg gave her some good advice, said, look, tone it down a little bit. Make sure you got your facts together before you start taking center stage. AOC has not heeded to that bit of counsel.
Whoopi, that's great.
Exactly. Politics according to Whoopi. Yeah, we got to love that. Dr. Paul Kengor, Professor of Political Science, Executive Director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. Coast Guard officer who's a self-proclaimed white nationalist is also a domestic terrorist, according to FBI agents who say that he was planning to kill a number of high-profile people and stage a number of terrorist attacks.
Prosecutors say Christopher Paul Hassan had compiled a list of Democratic lawmakers, activists, journalists, and media commentators. And he also wrote a draft email in which he described an idea for biological attacks.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Also now in custody, Empire actor Jussie Smollett. He's been arrested for allegedly filing a false police report. He had claimed he was the victim of a hate crime attack last month in Chicago, but now a spokesman for the Chicago PD says he's in custody facing a felony disorderly conduct charge for now. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The former sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, the one and only America's sheriff, I say, Joe Arpaio joins us now. Sheriff Joe, it is let me tell you up front, it's an honor to have you on the show, and it's been a long time coming. I think at least 5 years since I've been back on the radio doing a talk show. I have pursued you, and I am thankful for a mutual friend to finally connect us. So thank you for coming on.
Well, my pleasure. I don't know how we miss each other. I've been about 4,000 shows, but yeah. Great talking to you, Bill. A great job you do.
Well, thank you. Well, Joe, you wrote a column here recently, you know, really pointing out the leadership of one Donald Trump. Leadership that right now, because of the mainstream media's angst and hatred of Donald Trump, they can't acknowledge and recognize. But, you know, what we would say in our old business parlance is that leadership demonstrates itself when its belief is so strong that it's willing to fall on its sword. And in a sense, this is what you pointed out with Donald Trump, that he has guts. He's not going to surrender on the wall.
Well, you know, I was with him from day 1, July of 2015, when I introduced him here in Phoenix before thousands of people. Nobody would get on a stage to stand next to him in those days. So I made a prediction when I introduced him that he'll be our next president. I guess I was right on that one.
Very much so.
And I'm sure he's going to get reelected and probably go down in history as one of the better presidents we've had. So my gut just told me he was the right guy. And I was the campaign honorary chairman for Bush and for Romney and for Rick Perry. Mm-hmm. But this one was different. And I'm very happy the way he keeps fighting back. I'm a little concerned sometimes with who he surrounds himself with, and I'm sure those people are, I don't like to say bureaucrats, but they sometimes don't think out of the box, and but I don't think they can influence the president. He acts on his experience in business. He acts with a gut feeling. He's willing to go outside the box. And he doesn't surrender. So this is the time we need a president like him. Just think if we had someone else. So I'm with him to the end. And like what he's doing with the border, he sticks with it. You know, Bill, I spent 35 years as the top guy in Mexico with the federal drug enforcement and also sheriff. So I 35 years out of my 55 years. I was involved in border enforcement, so he's doing the right thing, and he's going to win the battle, believe me.
Well, Joe, a lot of this that we appreciate, the 63 million that voted for this president, is a return to common sense that seems to have escaped the Beltway. I mean, it is a unique commodity and very rare these days. And Donald Trump has got to just scratch his head time and again just to, you know, it's so incredulous. And I know for you and for others like us, Joe, that, you know, common sense has left the building.
Yeah, it's all politics. As far as the wall is concerned, you know, Congress already did something in years past on approving building parts of the wall. And I just can't understand. I understand. His name is Trump. If it was Smith, the wall would be built. Excuse me, he'd get all the money, but he's got the name Trump, and they're going to go after him and try to mess him up no matter what he wants to do to help the people of our country. So that's the problem. Yeah. But at least he's not surrendering, and he's going to keep fighting. And I feel sorry for him in a way because I worked in Washington as a top official. Three times I was there. Mm-hmm. And I know the system is difficult, believe me, to buck the system.
Yeah.
And he's not the Lone Ranger, but he seems to be somewhat alone in that regard. At least he does it from the heart and the guts.
Exactly.
And you need people there that don't just support him because they want to make money, they want the job, they want prestige, but they have to have the heart to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The heart. You got to take that extra step. And he's
exactly.
got the big heart, not only in being president, but also how he treated my wife when she came down with cancer. When I was on that so-called contempt of court trial,
right,
which was a witch hunt big time. Mm-hmm. But he's called her several times to see how she's doing.
Wow.
So that's another part of his heart.
Yeah.
But you will never know that by the news. And now you got this ex-FBI guy trying to make money off his book, which is a disgrace.
Joe, real quick, for just a moment, I want to go back on the topic of your wife and what you shared with us, because so much is said antithetical about this president, that he's anti-women. And your story, your reference of this president and being sensitive and calling your wife is consistent with stories that I hear repeatedly, that there's no way the media is going to write about it. So, you know, I want to give pause and give it some special note, because for some people, you know, they hear this and they go, well, that seems to be, you know, that's refreshing for them to hear that he would be so sensitive about your wife.
Well, I'm not bashful, because when I spoke at the Republican convention on prime time, because there's a little problem with the bureaucracy, invited me, but that was straightened out when I met with the president while he was a candidate. Manafort was there, and he was shocked that I wasn't on the stage. So I did, you know how it is. They give you a script. Teleprompter, America's toughest sheriff, known for pink underwear. I said, you know, you take that script and throw it in a wastebasket.
Right.
Because my 5 minutes, I'm going to say what I talked to 60 million people and talked about that incident with my wife, because he was taking a lot of heat then, you know.
Yes.
He's still taking heat on certain issues dealing with women. So I did it. And proud of it. My wife loves the guy from day one. She used to watch TV under chemo and all that, watch him.
Uh-huh.
And that took her, you know, pain away by watching Trump. So, you know, it's bigger, this presidency, and than the people really can understand. But
exactly.
He'll survive.
And amazing, Joe, that in spite of all the negativity and the angst, and now what we're finding out with, as you made reference, with Andrew McCabe selling a book, but Donald Trump has been a revealing agent, and he's exposed the FBI collusion and what, you know, Sidney Powell and Jerome Corsi have been calling a coup d'etat on the presidency of the United States.
Well, there's maybe a lot to that. I'm sure they don't like him, and unfortunately, I hate to say this, but you know, deep down, a lot of Republicans don't like
him. Yeah, exactly, sadly.
They want to get rid of him, but they played a game, but their heart isn't in it. And it's strange. You could write about 50 books on this issue.
Without a doubt.
Into intrigue and spying and everything else. So, you know, I remember I was interviewed by MSNBC when I was running for Senate, and she asked me, is John McCain your hero? And I paused, and then I said, it took me 75 years to find a hero. I didn't say 85, you know, you get at least 10 years old, well, you don't know what the word is.
Exactly.
I said, it took me 75 years. You know who that person is?
I want you to hold on to that for just a moment, because we got to go to break. Sheriff Joe Arpaio is with us, and we've got more from Joe after this. Stay with us. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad. I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way.
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan. And I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you that crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Be in theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation.
That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. America has referred to him as America's toughest sheriff. I like to refer to him as America's favorite sheriff. Joe Arpaio, the former sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, is with us right now. And Joe, we left everybody on the edge of their seats to hear, after 75 years, who is your hero?
Well, as I said, it just popped into me. I woke up one night. And this is recent. I mean, this is about 4 months ago, and just saw it once, you know, wait a minute. I have a hero. Now, I'm not against people to have heroes. Everybody has a right to have heroes. I'm just telling you, me, mm-hmm. I never had one.
No.
Okay? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just lived my life doing my job and everything else. So, no, it popped into me. Popped into me, and I said it. I'm not ashamed.
Right.
Of saying it. And I mean it. It's from the heart.
Right.
I don't want... I'm not looking for a job.
Mm.
I have no reason to do that. I just believe in the man.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be with him to the end. I don't care what happens. That's the way I am. So I did it. And I'm proud of it. And I'll never backtrack. Even if there's something he does that I hate, he's still going to be my hero. Because you have to look at character. And the reason this is important, because they're going after him because of his character and how he acts. That's the whole problem with what's going on. That's the bottom line with the swamp and the bureaucracy. They want to get rid of him. Let's just say that. They want to get rid of him.
Right.
And I don't think, I've been in law enforcement 55 years working tough conspiracies all over the world. So I'm not one guy that's just talking. They can't back it up with my experience.
Exactly. Well, the as you say, in today's environment, that red hats are bullied. They're saying that it is the equivalent of a Ku Klux Klan hat. You know, this is amazing. You know, the vitriol, how it's spilled in. But I don't know what it's going to take, Joe. You know, but people of people of conscience, people of good character that you refer to, we have to continue to fight the good fight and understand that there are antithetical forces out there. So whether it's Trump, whether it's any character stand that you want to maintain, if people of faith, yes, in today's environment, you're being challenged to see how do you stand. Do you have the character to know what you believe in and are willing, like this president, to fall on your sword, like your former governor, Jan Brewer? I mean, when she was face-to-face, I think of, you know, when she was face-to-face with Barack Obama, because Barack Obama was not protecting the Arizona border, and the state was taking it into their own hands. And she was willing to stand there, a woman of character, with somebody, and you know, like the president, and go toe-to-toe with him.
Well, I'm not going to get into her politics and whatever, but I will say the fact is that 60 days after Obama and Holder took office, they went after me. It took them 8 years to get me on a Mickey Mouse contempt of court.
Right.
And calling, and then everybody's calling me a racist. Even though I disagree with that judge, I'm not going to get into what he wanted to do with me. I'm contempt of court, misdemeanor, same as a barking dog. I had spent six days in court as a defendant, criminal charge. And then the media starts calling me, including McCain's did in his book. I'm a convicted. I'm convicted racist.
Right.
And that's the New York Times that I'm suing. I'm suing the CNN. I'm suing the Rolling Stone. I'm suing Huffington. So I'm not going to keep taking this from the media, calling me a convicted felon. This is a little misdemeanor. So you can see what they did. 8 years to get me on a contempt of court.
Right.
And the court never said it was racial profiling. The bottom line was we used race when we arrested thousands of these illegals coming into the... And I signed a contract with ICE that said you can use race, and you trained my deputies who had the authority. So right. I'm not going to go back on that. I haven't forgotten that, believe me, because I'm asking the Justice Department. I sent a 26-page letter to Sessions 6 months ago that I want this whole situation investigated from the courts down. Nothing was done until maybe 4 days before Sessions left. It was finally sent over to the Justice Department professional responsibility. Somebody ought to look into this.
Exactly. Well, we'll stay on top of that, Joe. I want to stay on top of it and keep the pressure on it. Let's talk. We got about 6 minutes left, so let's talk some border reality here. Your experience, all these decades on the border, illegal immigration. Break it down for the people in the only way that you know to do it, which is, you know, loaded with common sense and the straight facts. You know, tell us how much of an emergency we have right now at the southern border.
Well, it continues to be an emergency when the people, dope pillars. I mentioned 3 years ago we better start talking about drugs. Why is everybody talking about illegal immigration? Nobody talks about drugs. At least the president started talking about the drugs. That's a key issue, a key issue. Even forget illegal immigration. We ought to be doing this to keep the drugs out of our country, number one. Number two, you have to take certain action. Intercept, 1969. G. Gordon Liddy and I just about closed the border for 2 weeks under President Nixon. And, boy, you think they hate us now. They sure hated us then. Then I took over as regional director in Mexico City. I got them in our corner. But they hated it, but they bent. When the president said, take away your foreign aid, stop this drug trafficking, boy, did things change. And this is, the president's doing this under his way, a little differently, but it's the same theory. So you have to do something. I recommend it. I still do. The electric fence, everybody laughed when I said we ought to put electric fences up at the border. I had electric fences surrounding my tent city.
Right.
Right in town.
Mm-hmm.
So Nogales, mayor, everybody, we don't want a fence coming through our city. Well, where do you think my fence and my tent city was, right? Almost in the center of Phoenix.
Right.
This is all politics. They always have to complain. They don't want that wall, mm-hmm. not only because they hate Trump, but they don't want a wall up there. They want all these illegals that keep coming in. I also suggest we send the army into Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I did it when I was head of the DEA there. We used the army. We used the army in foreign countries. Why can't we use the army in conjunction with the Mexican government and stop all this?
Well, it's clear the Mexican government is overwhelmed by the cartel. I mean, every time they put a mayor in Tijuana or some other border city there, the cartel takes them out. So they need help. They cannot do this clearly on their own. And then again, you know, then we find out that El Chapo gave $100 million, to President Nieto. So, I mean, the corruption is deep there, Sheriff. You know, and you've been dealing with this, so you know better than any of us.
Well, you can work around the corruption. I had an office in Panama. I worked with Noriega.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to be there, not there at all. So
exactly.
You have to work around it sometimes. Sometimes you have to, do things like the president is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it that he's talking to Russia,
right.
North Korea. You go in a back room sometimes, you're talking about it, you get things done quicker in a back room, light up a cigar, than all this bureaucracy.
Exactly.
So what's wrong with him talking, even if it's the enemy? Is there something wrong with talking and try to get things resolved, maybe some personal, ideas and all that. What's wrong with it?
Why? Yeah, well, it wasn't wrong for Barack Obama when he said he would meet with any foreign leader without any precondition.
This one happens to be President Trump.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yes.
He's got enemies within Washington. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad. But he's not giving up. Other people would give up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to compare my. I want to talk about me. But I've never given up in my life.
Well, that's obvious.
I'm fighting right now. I'm not surrendering.
Right. Well, Joe, one of the things the president did, which is common sense, and you kind of alluded to this, people will do that which they get rewarded for. If the whole border security issue rewards people coming in illegally, then it will continue. One of the things that he did, which we talked on the show, last year, a couple years ago, actually, was that why are we letting people, jump the line? Because if they come in illegally instead of through the 48 legal entry points, they get processed and they get pushed to the front of the line as opposed to just sending them back. So the president said, okay, if you come in illegally, we're just going to send you back. There's no processing. You just go back. We're just going to, fly you back, bus you back, but you're not coming through. We're not going to process you. What was wrong with that? I thought that was a great idea.
Well, under Bush and so on, and then Obama, they build up their statistics because they use that. When you catch a person, you dump them right back. To them, that's a deportation,
Right.
And I don't know if they're using that right now, that way of the statistic, but that's a way to show how many people have come across, which is true. That's right. I never understood why they just send them back, just charge them.
Exactly.
The crime, that he committed a crime. Why just send them back? I had people in my jails came back 20 times.
Mm.
Came back to the same jail 20 times?
Right.
Come on.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been with us. Joe, thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
the time. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
You got
right.
it.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know.